Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eating Like It with Jesse Blanco, Sundays 1230 WJCL. And on the other end of the line, good morning for the first time in what, almost a month, Margaret Crenshaw.
Good morning. Oh, I've missed you. It's been so long.
I wish I could say I missed everyone, but that wouldn't be entirely true. I'll explain why in a second. No, I can't say that. We'll get into my travels here in a second, but I can headline it with saying that I fully admit that I was gone too long. I feel like I was gone too long. But it is what it is. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't sitting on a beach waiting for the world to change, you know? It's been hard to believe we're in June already, huh?
I know it. Someone just texted me and said, happy summer.
Yeah.
Here we are. It's already summertime.
Yeah.
And the crowds are coming in Hilton Head. And the temperatures these last few days have been amazing. Just really nice. And the low to mid 80s and not as much humidity as could be. So it's kind of like the weather lottery right before the weather hell.
Oh, I get it. I call it money in the bank. Any day that's not oppressive is like, okay, that's one less day we have to deal with this year.
Right.
I was driving back yesterday, Sunday, from Richmond, Virginia, and I stopped for gas, and I text one of my friends who was going to a food festival, the Heritage Fire Tour here in Savannah with me yesterday, and I said, hey, I'm gonna text you your tickets. I'm going at 3:30. What about you? She said, I'm going about 4:15. I said, all right, I'll text you your tickets. She goes, oh, it's a glorious day. And I was still up in Virginia. It's a glorious day. Well, up there, the humidity was lower and it was beautiful. So I didn't have any expectation for what the weather was like here in Savannah. She said, oh, it's a perfect day. The weather's glorious. And I thought, all right, well, yeah, whatever. So I get back in the car and I finish my drive. And about 1:30, I get out of the car here in front of my house in Savannah. And as soon as I stepped out of the car onto the street, I went, oh, this is what she was talking about. It was really, really nice yesterday. That festival was fantastic. The Heritage Fire Tour. Are you familiar with it at all?
No, I'm not. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a nationwide event. It's a tour. It started in Napa, I want to say 10, 12 years ago. And it's a really big deal for chefs. They get fired up about it, no pun intended. And I say it that way because it's all open fire. Everything that's prepared is all open fire. And it's, you know, kind of an homage to sustainability. They use local farms for their product and all kinds of stuff. And the chefs take it really seriously. And so yesterday was year two for their stop in Savannah. And last year I couldn't attend, but this year I did, and it was really nice. It was really, really nice, and they had about 10, 12 chefs and, you know, some wine and some spirits, and it was a beautiful afternoon. It was one of those where if you're in the sun, it got a little bit warm, but there was enough shade where people were throwing blankets down, believe it or not, and hanging out, and It was really nice, and I take the time to invest in explaining all of this for two reasons. Every year they make the rounds. They were in Atlanta on April 28th. They were here in Savannah yesterday, June 2nd, but they're coming back through to Charleston in December. So, you know, if it's something you like to get out of town, I realize it's the holidays and it makes it a little bit more sticky, but you know, the temperatures will be glorious in Charleston in December for a wonderful event like this. So put it on your radar if you're so inclined. I will put it on mine and hope to try to make it up there. A friend of mine told me she went to the Atlanta one and said it was obviously bigger and you know, equally as amazing and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, the Heritage Fire Tour.
That's super good to know about. Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. If you comes across your desk and like, oh, what is this? Oh, that's that thing Jesse was telling us about. It's really, really good. There was a lot of pork belly There were some oysters, all of it grilled, all of it outdoor, cooking and really creative and fun. So, speaking of Charleston, you spent,
yes,
for as much time as I spent here, there, and everywhere, you've been early in the month surrounding Mother's Day. You spent some time in Charleston, yes?
I did, yes. My daughter lives there. So on Mother's Day, which this year was also my birthday, I had gone up there, and she and her friend Ruthie had just 3 days of wonderful things planned for me, and we had the best time. We did a little shopping. We went shark's teeth hunting on the beach at Folly Beach. My daughter works at Taco Boy, so we had a late lunch one of the days we were there at Taco Boy, and that was an experience. That was fun. They also took me to, have you ever been to Chico Fail?
No, I've known plenty of Chico Fails, but never been to Chico Fail.
So, roughly translated, that's ugly boy.
Exactly.
In Spanish. Yes. And it's, you know, it's just kind of like a dive kind of bar thing. And it's only outdoor seating. And they had, you know, some, we didn't eat anything there, but we just went and had a drink and listened to the musician they had playing that day. And that was some cool fun. It's just cool to be at the beach like that, with that atmosphere. And the weather was really nice that day. And you know, gentle breeze blowing, and just casual sit back and have fun. But the highlight for me, at least, of the 3-4 days I was there was one evening we hadn't really planned what we were going to do for dinner, and it was sort of a last minute decision. We decided to go to Royal Tern, which is a upper scale restaurant on John's Island.
Yeah.
And Ellery lives right on James, so we weren't, you know, but maybe 15 minutes away or so. So anyway, that meal I had that night, Jesse, is up there. It rivals one of the better experiences I've ever had.
Ever.
Just right there on James Island. And we were all super happy. And, you know, you and I talk about this all the time, how a server can take a good experience and make it an extraordinary experience, you know, and this fella really did. He really stepped it up and just made everything really special. But, yeah, they had a great, great atmosphere. Open. It's an open air kitchen, you know, so
right. For
me, that was thrilling. You know, I got to sit where I had a bird's eye view of what was happening in the kitchen.
Well, what'd you eat?
Oh, yes, the food. So we had a mussel appetizer. We had a mussel appetizer that was really good. And I'm sorry, I'm grabbing my notes real quick because it's been a couple weeks now. And I did make notes. Oh, that's right, the beet salad. So we all agreed that we needed some greens, and we all decided that the beet salad would be the thing to do, and that was one of my favorite things of the whole night was that beet salad. I ended up, for my entree, having a ribeye. Of course, medium rare is the only way to go on that for me. It was cooked perfectly. My daughter had a salmon with like a caper, kind of a caper piccata kind of finish on it, with roasted fingerling potatoes, and I tasted that. That was really, really good. Really done well. Had a nice sear on the outside. It was crispy on the outside and tender on the inside. And then Ruthie had their tuna with a kind of an Asian flavor profile going on. It was seared on the outside and mid-rare in the center, really done really, really well. And then, of course, they surprised me with the birthday cake and the singing and all that. And it was just really, it was a great night.
That sounds wonderful. What was the name of the restaurant again?
Royal Tern.
Royal
Tern. T-E-R-N, like the bird. A royal tern is a bird.
Uh-huh. I did not know that. I've heard a few things about James Island, right?
Well, this restaurant was on John's.
John's Island, yes.
And Ellery lives on James.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've heard a few things. They are the islands before Kiowa, correct?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Before you get to the heart of Charleston, it's the barrier islands south of Charleston proper.
You turn
right there at the Burger King, whatever that road is. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, that Burger King closed, but yeah.
Yeah.
You can turn there, or you can go straight in. You can go through West Ashley and take a ride at Yold
Ice
Cream.
Right.
And get it. That's kind of 6-1 half does.
Right.
You know, it just depends on what your GPS or your whatever navigation you use is telling you where the most congestion is. Sometimes it's easier to just go in through West Ashley, but then sometimes it makes more sense to go over the bridges.
No, I get
it. Go that way.
Yeah, I get it. Very good. Yeah, I've heard a few things. You're now the third person, believe it or not, in the last 12 months to bring up a restaurant in that area. And the three people that don't know each other. So, and the first time's like, okay, somebody had a great dinner. And then the second time was a friend of mine whose opinion I very much trust. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I need to check that out sometime. Cause I'm in Charleston, as you know, a decent amount of time. And then now you mention a third. I'm like, okay, we need to.
Well, and I think a while back, maybe back in February, I had gone up for a day or two as well, and I took those girls to Wild Olive.
Correct.
It's an Italian.
If I recall, that was lunch. Yeah.
They're only open for dinner.
Oh, then I'm crazy. Okay.
but that's another good one. I've been to that restaurant several times, but this Royal Tern, I had never heard of and I had never been to, so I was really delighted to find another dining experience that rivals kind of that same feeling you get at the places like Wild Olive. And I mean, Charleston has so many great 5-star restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah, so many, which is a perfect segue to remind everyone that my book, my second book, Charleston Food Crawls, is available. You can get signed copies at eatitandlikeit.com, and I broke down the peninsula into 10 or 12 different walkabouts where you can get all the casual eats. The biggest takeaway for me from that book is that Savannah, Charleston's best eats, all of the stuff that makes the headlines, are dinner only. And so there was a bit of a challenge to roll out the great food for lunch. There is plenty of great food for lunch, but it's not what everybody expects from Charleston. So anyway, you can find Charleston Food Crawls at eatitandlikeit.com or Amazon if you want to go that route. So you've been eating around the island as well, but we're going to save that for next week, correct?
Yes, the muchly. That's not a word, but the much-anticipated Cafe Al Dente.
Yeah.
We'll save that for next time, and I'll tell you about my delightful, very early dinner that I had there a couple weeks back.
You get the early bird special at 4:15?
They tried to sell me on it, and I was like, no, I really don't want that.
That's funny. I tease friend of mine whose parents live in Austin, Texas. I believe they live in a Sun City development in Austin, outside of Austin. And whenever she would go to visit them, it was exasperating to her because it would be 3:30 and her mom, they'd be sitting there visiting, you know, drinking iced tea or whatever. And at 3:30, mom would announce, okay, we need to start getting cleaned up for dinner. It's like, are you serious? Well, we like to be at dinner by 5:00. Okay, so at 3:30, you're already thinking about where you're going for dinner. But you know, that's our parents for you. It's what you got to do. Yeah. So next week we'll discuss Cafe Al Dente. I think I'm rolling through your island this week. So I'll have something to add to the party next week. But very quickly, I want to share a little bit about my month of May, and what I'm going to be sharing Sunday on television, 12:30 WJCL. I think we talked about it very briefly before I left. My month of May was the 8th through the 12th at the St. Augustine Food and Wine Festival. I was home literally the 12th in the morning and the 13th. And then on the 14th, I left 6 a.m. for New York City. My daughter graduated college at NYU. And I have to tell you, Maggie, Wednesday was at Yankee Stadium, 40,000 people. And then Friday was at Radio City Music Hall. Oh, it was super cool. Friday at Radio City Music Hall brought me to tears more than once. I mean, it was the Tisch School of the Arts graduation, and so it was all the creatives, the arts kids performing. They had performances from the kids throughout, and when it started, there was this big ceremony, and then unexpectedly from behind, you know, a lot of productions do this sometimes where they bring in the cast from behind the audience down the aisles. Right there in Radio City Music Hall, which is one of the most legendary venues in the world.
Uh-huh.
We're watching the stage in it, and then all of a sudden you hear the bagpipes. Whee! Boom, boom, wow. Boom, boom. And the bagpipes came down the aisle from the two aisles from behind us and just filled Radio City Music Hall with the booming, you know, horns of the bagpipes. And Billy Crystal was the keynote speaker. He was in line because he's an alum. He walked right past me within 3 feet. He walked right by us down to the stage. It was
amazing.
It was pretty spectacular. And if that wasn't enough, 5 days in New York doing New York things, it was an amazing celebration for my daughter. Then we went to Greece, which is what gets me to what I'm going to be sharing on Sunday on the show. There was a lot of eating and liking in Greece. Greece is the word for me. I mean, I've had the good fortune to visit a few places in Europe, and I love them all. I love them all. But I just feel a comfort level in Greece that I don't experience anywhere else. We went to Santorini. We visited the Greek islands. I had never been there before. We took a 6-hour ferry ride. All of that stuff I'm going to share, obviously, food-centric on a Sunday on the TV show. So if anyone listening to this is so inclined to hear about the adventures and the people from Savannah that I randomly met on the streets in Greece...
So crazy. Six degrees
of separation. So amazing. So anyway, I'm going to share all that on Sunday at 12:30 on WJCL. There's a lot of grilled meats, a lot of everything, a lot of pretty views, a lot of history, a lot of feta cheese we're going to be talking about. It's going to be very interesting. So a reminder to everyone to hang out with us on Sunday. What do you have planned this week? Anything interesting?
Well, as you know, I am rehearsing for a musical that's being produced by Sea Glass Stage Company that will run all the weekends in July. It's the Great American Trailer Park Musical, so I'll be rehearsing and selling real estate.
What is opening night?
Opening night is Friday, July 5th.
Oh, wow. That'll be a packed house.
We anticipate being sold out every night because we're really only running it's a dozen or less shows. Right. And as community theater goes, obviously, you know, we've got volunteer actors, volunteer crew. So I'm, as a board member, trying to figure out how we can add dates. But we're really limited to the volunteerism of our cast and crew. So we'll see what plays out with that.
Friday, Saturdays only?
Friday, Saturday evenings and a Sunday matinee.
Okay.
Every weekend in July.
I might make that first Sunday matinee. We go down to our place in Florida the week of the 4th of July. So I'll be back on Saturday the 6th, I believe.
Yeah, we have 2 o'clock performances.
I might do that.
Maybe we could catch up after.
I might do that. Yeah, my daughter, as I just finished telling you the whole story, she's uh, she's a performer. She might enjoy it. Anyway, but we can talk about that another time. Yeah, it would. And then I'll take her for a burger over at Lucky Beach. It was funny.
There you go.
In all of our travels throughout Greece, I believe the last night, 90% certain it was our last night of 9 nights, I believe. She said, I think I'm just going to have a burger. And so, and she did. And I thought, there's no way. It was a huge burger, but she ate it all. So anyway, all right. So we got a lot on our plate as we reset and enter the summer of Monday morning chats with you. Tell us in the meantime where we can find you if we would like to purchase a Humble Abode.
Humble Abodes can be purchased through me via Kaiser Jatan team at EXP Realty, and you can view those properties for sale at margaretcrenshaw.com. That leads you right to our website.
We're going to get out of here. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll see you next week.